Hi everyone, and welcome back to PolishPod101.com. This is Lower Beginner, Season 1, Lesson 1. Meeting your new neighbor in Poland. Eric here.
Cześć, I'm Marzena.
In this lesson, you'll learn basic introduction phrases. The conversation takes place in an apartment building.
It's between Kasia and Felipe.
The speakers are strangers, so they'll be using formal Polish. Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
Dzień dobry. Nowy lokator?
Może pani powtórzyć?
Lokator. Mieszka pan tutaj?
Tak.
Nazywam się Katarzyna Kowalczyk. A pan?
Nazywam się Felipe Rossi.
Miło mi pana poznać, Felipe. Skąd pan jest?
Jestem z Brazylii.
Uczy się pan tutaj?
Nie. Pracuję dla firmy handlowej.
Listen to the conversation one time slowly.
Dzień dobry. Nowy lokator?
Może pani powtórzyć?
Lokator. Mieszka pan tutaj?
Tak.
Nazywam się Katarzyna Kowalczyk. A pan?
Nazywam się Felipe Rossi.
Miło mi pana poznać, Felipe. Skąd pan jest?
Jestem z Brazylii.
Uczy się pan tutaj?
Nie. Pracuję dla firmy handlowej.
Listen to the conversation with the English translation.
Dzień dobry, nowy lokator?
Good morning. Are you a new tenant?
Może pani powtórzyć?
Can you repeat that, ma'am?
Lokator, mieszka pan tutaj?
Tenant, do you live here, sir?
Tak.
Yes.
Nazywam się Katarzyna Kowalczyk. A pan?
My name is Katarzyna Kowalczyk. And yours, sir?
Nazywam się Felipe Rossi.
My name is Felipe Rossi.
Miło mi pana poznać, Felipe. Skąd pan jest?
Nice to meet you, Felipe. Where are you from?
Jestem z Brazylii.
I'm from Brazil.
Uczy się pan tutaj?
Do you study here?
Nie, pracuję dla firmy handlowej.
No, I'm working for a trading company. Marzena, are there special rules to follow when you meet someone for the first time in Poland?
Well, when we meet someone for the first time, we have to introduce ourselves and offer a handshake.
What should you say?
You could use greetings like Cześć, Dzień dobry, or Dobry wieczór, depending on the time of the day and the formality level.
These mean hi, good morning, and good evening, respectively.
After that, you should give your name, and there are a few ways to do that.
For example, if it was Felipe from the dialogue, what would he say?
He could say his name, or he could say, Jestem Felipe.
Meaning, I'm Felipe.
He could also say, Mam na imię Felipe.
Meaning, my name is Felipe.
Or, nazywam się Felipe Rossi.
Which also translates as, my name is Felipe Rossi.
It's very important to remember the handshake, which is done by both men and women, in both casual and formal settings. Make sure your grip is firm and confident. Poles will have a slightly negative impression of someone if their grip is soft or non-existent.
That's good to know. Okay, let's take a look at the vocabulary from this lesson. The first word is...
Nowy.
New.
Nowy. Nowy.
Next we have...
Lokator.
Tenant.
Lokator. Lokator.
Next we have...
Powtórzyć.
To repeat.
Powtórzyć. Powtórzyć.
Next we have...
Mieszkać.
To live.
Mieszkać. Mieszkać.
Next we have...
Tutaj.
Here.
Tutaj. Tutaj.
Next we have...
Nazywać się.
To be called.
Nazywać się. Nazywać się.
Next we have...
Poznać.
To meet, to get to know.
Poznać. Poznać.
Next we have...
Skąd.
Where from.
Skąd. Skąd.
Next we have...
Być.
To be.
Być. Być.
And last we have...
Uczyć się.
To study, to learn.
Uczyć się. Uczyć się.
Let's have a closer look at some of the words and phrases from this lesson. The first phrase is...
Może pani powtórzyć?
Meaning, can you repeat that, ma'am?
Może is conjugated form of the infinitive verb móc and means can, be able to. And here it's in the third person singular. The next word in the phrase is pani, meaning ma'am, and the last word is powtórzyć, meaning to repeat.
When would you use this expression?
You use this phrase when you want a woman you are talking with to repeat what she has just said. If you are talking to a man, then we need to replace the word pani with pan for sir. So then it's, może pan powtórzyć?
You would use this sentence in a formal situation, like when you're talking to a stranger or a person you're not close enough to address by their first name, right?
Right. For example, you can say, przepraszam, nie usłyszałem. Może pani powtórzyć?
Which means, I'm sorry, I didn't hear. Can you repeat that, ma'am? Marzena, what can we say if it's a casual situation?
In more casual settings, it's better idea to use możesz powtórzyć?
Which literally means, can you repeat? Okay, what's the next word?
Poznać.
Meaning, to meet. Just keep in mind that it can only be used when you're talking about meeting someone for the first time. It's also similar to the English, to get to know someone. How is it usually used?
It's commonly used in the phrase, miło mi pana poznać, which we heard in the dialogue. There it means, it's nice to meet you, sir. Of course, if we are speaking to a lady, we change pana into panią. If we are talking to a young person, we can skip pan and pani and say, miło mi cię poznać.
Which is literally just, nice to meet you. Okay, what's the next phrase?
A pan?
Meaning, and you, sir?
This phrase is reserved for formal situations. Because we are addressing the man we are talking to with pan. Of course, for women, we would use pani.
Is there a similar expression that can be used in a less formal situation?
Yes, it's a ty. This is equivalent to the English and you.
Kasia used this in the dialogue to get information.
Right. First she gave her name and then said a pan because she wanted to learn Felipe's name.
Can you give us an example using this phrase in a casual context?
Sure. For example, you can say studiuję historię, a ty?
Which means I'm studying history, and you? Okay. Now on to the lesson focus. In this lesson, you'll learn about basic introduction phrases.
When you introduce yourself in Polish, you can use the verb nazywać się,
which literally means to be called or to name oneself.
It's usually used in official settings. However, that's not the only time you would use this phrase. Something to remember is that when you use nazywać się, you should give either both your first and last name or just your last name.
Just like Felipe did in the dialogue. Let's see the complete conjugation of this verb. Marzena will give the Polish and I will give the English translation.
Ja nazywam się.
My name is.
Ty nazywasz się.
Your name is.
On nazywa się.
His name is.
Then we have the polite form, which is the same. Pan nazywa się.
Your name, sir, is.
My nazywamy się.
Our names are, or literally, we are called.
Yes, but we usually don't use this one. It sounds weird unless you are introducing your team or group.
Okay, and the next one is?
Wy nazywacie się.
Your names are, or you are called.
Oni nazywają się.
Their names are, or they are called. Also, in the plural, the third person is the polite form.
Right. For example, you can have Państwo nazywają się.
Your names, ladies and gentlemen, are. Okay, now that we know how to say what our name is, we can learn how to talk about ourselves.
You can use the verb być, meaning to be, followed by the genitive. For example, in the dialogue, you heard the question, Skąd pan jest?
Meaning, where are you from, sir?
The more casual version of the same question, without the word pan, is Skąd jesteś?
Meaning, where are you from?
Please note that in Polish, we rarely use pronouns like ja, ty, or my.
I, you, or we.
That's because the form of the verb expresses the pronoun. And that's why we won't say Skąd ty jesteś? We will just say Skąd jesteś?
Okay, now let's see how to answer this question.
To answer the question, you need to use the verb być, which means to be in English, followed by the preposition z, meaning from, and name of the country you come from in the genitive case.
For example?
Jestem z Australii.
I'm from Australia.
Jestem z Holandii.
I'm from Holland. So all we have to say is the right form of the verb to be, followed by the preposition from, and the name of the country in the genitive case.
Right. Jestem followed by z and the country name in the genitive case.
Can you give us some country names in both the dictionary form and the genitive case?
Sure. For example, Stany Zjednoczone and Stanów Zjednoczonych.
These both refer to the United States.
Anglia and Anglii.
And here, it's England. You can find a longer list in the lesson notes, so check them out. Marzena, let's give some sample sentences using the verbs and rules for introducing yourself that we've just seen.
Sure. For example, nazywam się Nowak.
My name is Nowak.
On nazywa się Smith. Jest ze Stanów Zjednoczonych.
His name is Smith, and he's from the United States.
Attention Android, iPhone, iPad, and Kindle Fire users.
Want to learn Polish on the go with your mobile device?
Then download our free app, Innovative Language 101.
You get all of your favorite Polish Pod 101 lessons inside this app.
So you can learn anywhere, anytime.
Go to polishpod101.com/ill-app. to download Innovative Language 101 for free.
Okay, that's all for this lesson. Thank you for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next time. Bye!
Do widzenia!
Dzień dobry, nowy lokator?
Może pani powtórzyć?
Lokator, mieszka pan tutaj?
Tak.
Nazywam się Katarzyna Kowalczyk, a pan?
Nazywam się Felipe Rossi.
Miło mi pana poznać, Felipe. Skąd pan jest?
Jestem z Brazylii.
Uczy się pan tutaj?
Nie, pracuję dla firmy handlowej.